Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 189, entitled, What Are You Thankful For? This year, no one asked me what I am thankful for. So I am telling you that as I commune with the Spirit, I received a profound revelation. I am thankful that He chose me. A realization that humbles me is in these words of wisdom. Number one, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verses 4 to 5 of the King James Version. Number 2. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough, always available regardless of the situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself most effectively in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and may dwell in me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 of the Amplified Version. Number 3. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 of the King James Version. As I get older, I am receiving the stark realization that as my flesh becomes weaker, the Spirit abounds in me. I have been broken for so long, like most of us, not understanding the importance of that old saying, let go and let God. God's word is true. His power is invincible. As you humble yourself before him, let me give you three more examples. Number one, although Moses was 120 years old when he died, his eyesight was not dim, nor his natural strength abated. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7 of the Amplified Version. Number 2. And now look, the Lord has let me live just as he said these 45 years since the Lord spoke this word to Moses, when Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now look at me. I am 85 years old today. I am still as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so is my strength now. For war and for going out and coming in. Joshua chapter 14, verses 10 to 11 of the Amplified Version. Number 3. Even after death, even as the promises given to Abraham. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. He revived and stood upon his feet. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 21 of the Amplified Version. That supernatural power that manifested in Elisha, knowing that God is, raised that man from the dead. These had one thing in common. Knowing this without a shadow of a doubt, everything that God has promised will come to pass. Many believe that once you get a certain age, life ends and the blessings are lost. Being past the age of accomplishing your goals and the purposes that were specifically ordained in your life. This is not true. Pride robs and destroys hope. I watched a video last night about famous individuals who had so many plastic surgeries until they were respectfully unrecognizable. Deceived by the devil, full of vanity, while desiring immortality. As if this can be obtained by and from any man. They, like many, are stagnated, not knowing the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know that I am nothing. As the Holy Ghost just reminded me, I watched a video of a woman that is a very popular professed prophetess. I asked the Spirit to verify whether she is or not of Him. Almost immediately, she began to speak vile words as she answered a comment from someone while live. Then she began to call people nothings and nobodies, saying that if she declared it, then so be it. I listened a little longer, being fully aware that God had answered me, knowing that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Knowing that, as I have said in times past, the Holy Ghost guides me in what to pray for. And He confirms that it is of Him. Yet I digress. I love the Lord. My desire is to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest prepared for you since the beginning of time." What I am imparting is that I know that we must trust Him. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 of the King James Version. This scripture really stood out, but I want to give you some context first. Number 1. Even to your old age, I am He. And even to your advanced old age, I will carry you. I have made you, and I will carry you. Be assured, I will carry you, and I will save you. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4 of the Amplified Version. Number 2. I thought age should speak, and a multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a vital force and a spirit of intelligence in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives them understanding. Job chapter 32, verses 7 to 8 of the Amplified Version. Number 3. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James chapter 1, verse 5 of the King James Version. Wisdom is only a snare to those who have knowledge but no understanding. Men full of hate and guile. It is proven and manifested in this scripture with mighty utterance. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. The Amplified Version reads, and this I pray, that your love may abound more and more, displaying itself in greater depth, in real knowledge and in practical insight. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. You see, wisdom is another manifestation of love, given an understanding, given of God. Because what is sadly pitiful is an old fool and one who has gained the world but has learned nothing in life. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Job chapter 32, verse 9 of the King James Version. When you realize that God has chosen you and what this truly means, you will be humbled. Miss Gwendolyn sent me a daily affirmation this morning. This is the scripture that is attached. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. Thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. And please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.